Well, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and the soon-retiring Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And as always, if you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, a life issue perhaps, give us a call right now because we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You did mention that Richard is retiring. Friday is his last day with us.
But who's counting?
That's right.
You are, for sure.
But you've got this great trip planned, and we're so excited for you. And we know this isn't the last we're going to see you. You're going to be back and maybe hear you on the radio again sometime in the future. And I'm pushing you to write a book. I'm going to keep pushing you, and I'm asking all of our listeners to push and pray that he would get this done. I think he has a great story to tell about what it means to truly rest in the Lord. And so we're hoping his retirement days will give him the time to put that together. So I've got a lot for you in your retirement.
I don't think I'm going to be bored.
No, I don't think so either.
Probably not.
But if you, our listeners, want to send a comment to Richard, we would love for you to do that. You can write to me, bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be sure to get those comments to Richard. And he's just been a godsend to us, a real blessing. Yeah. And it's just been a thrill to be your partner in ministry, co-laborer, and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So
thank you.
We're going to miss you bunches.
Going to miss you, buddy.
Yes, indeed. Last week I just got back from our trip to Israel, and boy, I could talk about that forever, and I just may.
Yeah.
I just may talk about that indeed. But we had some great stories over there. One happened at the Jordan River. So just south of the Sea of Galilee, they have a place set up for baptism. So our group wanted to go there, and a number of them wanted to be baptized. So I asked one of the other gentlemen that was on the trip, Ross Worley, to help in baptizing. Mm-hmm. And so he said, sure. And we stood out there, and we had about eight or nine, but before we started, there was a tour guide sitting up on some of the rock steps. They've created a place where you can watch all this and video it and whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And he had this frantic look on his face, and he went and talked with Gina and was asking, can I talk to that guy out there, and pointing toward me. And so Gina said, sure, and brought him out there, and he said, I've got this group from Kenya. And they're here, and the pastor that I had lined up to do the baptisms, he didn't show. So can they join your group? Can you baptize them? And we said, sure. So we worked through our group. And I tell you, baptism is such a great celebration. And it's an opportunity for us to rejoice with those who have come to know Christ Jesus. And you think about what Luke wrote about the prodigal son and all those other stories in chapter 15, that all of heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Well, heaven's rejoicing. Well, baptism, water baptism, is an opportunity for us to rejoice, to join in the celebration.
Yeah.
And it really is a celebration as people confess their faith in Jesus Christ. It's a public confession, and everybody hoops and hollers, and it's just a wonderful celebration of what Christ has done, how he has placed us into himself, has identified us with his death, burial, and resurrection, buried in Christ, baptized into Christ, raised to walk in the newness of life. So our group, everybody that came into the waters, publicly confessed their faith in Jesus Christ, and that was such a moving experience for us. And then the Kenyans kind of started walking down, and boy, Ross and I started asking them about their faith in Jesus, and this joy just burst out from them. I mean, they were so happy to be in Christ, and several of them had been in Christ for a long time and teaching Bible study groups. And then this couple came out, and they wanted to be baptized together. They had just been married not too long ago, and the wife had come out of the Muslim faith and had just received Christ, and they had just gotten married, and so they wanted to celebrate their faith in Jesus together. So we baptized them together. And so we got through all of that Kenyan group, and then we look up, and there's another guy standing, a guy named Daniel, who's from Cuba.
Oh, my.
And he just wanted to come and be baptized. He didn't know if anybody was going to be there to baptize him or not. And so he just joined the line, and he came out. And my goodness, did he have a genuine faith or what? I mean, it just so real. His love of Jesus and his faith in Jesus Christ. And it was quite the experience for us.
Yeah.
And we all got together and took pictures. And you know how you can do, you can airdrop photos to other phones. So we had all the pictures, and we gave them, the Kenyans, all the pictures afterwards. And it was just a marvelous, marvelous time. And what a joy for us.
Yeah,
Ross, he thought, oh, my goodness, this is the best thing I've ever done. I mean, what a great, great experience.
Yeah.
And it really was to celebrate the faith of people who have come to know Jesus and the fact that they've been added to the body of Christ and that we could celebrate with them. And it was one of the most joyful experiences we had on that entire trip to Israel.
I bet it was, and it's a real clear indication that if you go to Israel, you should go with the Basic Gospel group, because your pastor might not show up to baptize you.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial right now if you have a question or some life issue you'd like to discuss with us. It's about 6 or 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, so if you're hearing the broadcast at that time, you're hearing the live broadcast. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, this month we reached the end of our fiscal year, and I know that we're in agreement that it's never been more important for our listeners, our friends, to step up to support Basic Gospel. What do you say to encourage them?
Well, we need your help. I mean, we want to finish this year strong. June 30th is the end of our fiscal year. We want to be ready to take on new challenges, new opportunities, July 1st. But that's going to be dependent on what happens this month.
Right.
So we need your support. And we have this wonderful $35,000 matching gift fund that's available. So any gift you give will be doubled in impact, up to $35,000. And so take advantage of that.
Yeah.
We really need your help. And there's no better investment than in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Not
because
at all.
Man, Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the bread of life. He's the gate. He's the shepherd. He's the door. He's everything.
He's everything.
He's what people need. And so if you invest in lifting his name up, I guarantee you God is going to draw people unto himself, as he's been doing for 2,000 years. And we have that opportunity to see him do it. So come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. We need your help now.
Yeah.
And we have about $200,000 that we would like to see raised in this time frame by June 30th. So be one of the folks that helps us out.
Yeah, that's not an insurmountable amount. And friends, we hope that you'll step up today. You can donate now, today, anytime at basicgospel.net. Again, there's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net. We'd love for you to partner with us. Again, 844-322-2742. This call came in off hours.
Hi, this is Gary from Oakdale, California. The question I have, there's a lot of prophecy going on, and in the letter of John, it talks about the Antichrist is coming, and the spirit of Antichrist has already made their appearance in men and women, you know, through the ages now. My question is, why isn't Mohammed considered the main Antichrist? I mean, I've never seen what he's done for billions of people, followers, plus the over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that where he ascended to heaven like Jesus. But anyway, that's my question. Bye.
Well, that's a good question, Gary, and thanks so much for asking that. And I think it's important for us to understand that the spirit of Antichrist has been in the world since the very beginning,
sure, yeah.
Since
that's
the garden. So
what caused the problem in the first place?
That's exactly right. So we see in the serpent the spirit of Antichrist. He's foisted that lie upon all of mankind, and that lie just continues. Now, throughout history, there have been a number of people that the church has looked to identify as the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Nero, for example, in the 60s A.D., right before the destruction of the temple,
yeah.
he was horrendous. And, back in those days, people were pointing fingers at him saying he's the guy. And since then, there have been people that have tried to identify the Antichrist, who the Antichrist is going to be in almost every generation. So we have to realize that at the end, there's going to be somebody that comes that's probably going to fulfill that role, inhabit that position. But that's future. So I think that's the reason Mohammed hasn't been named as such. But we have to realize that the story of the world, the story, that's going to stand forever, is the story of Jesus Christ. Now, there's been throughout human history the forces of darkness that have tried to rise up against Jesus, mm-hmm. in one form or another. And that's going to happen again at the end of the age, that these forces are going to come together. They're going to rise up and try to usurp his authority. That is the spirit of Antichrist. It's in the world now. We will see it intensify as time marches on.
Yeah.
But here's what we need to realize, that those of us who are in Christ, we have been marked by the Holy Spirit as one belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're his. And so we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. We're saved from the wrath to come. So we're with him.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We're with him forever. So that's the good news. So yes, the spirit of Antichrist is here among us. It has been here for a long, long time. And as believers in Christ, let's stand and boldly proclaim this Jesus who said, "In me is life everlasting."
Yeah. Richard? This, one of the things we want to stay away from is equating whatever the Antichrist is at the end with pre-trib or post-trib or mid-trib or any of that stuff. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Is that what the Antichrist wants to do, is force you to take your eyes off of Jesus? And the Bible's pretty clear. A lot of people are going to die because of that.
Yeah.
But what is that compared to eternal life? I mean, we already have eternal life, so don't let this make you afraid. Don't get all wrapped up in, trying to identify. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Let him carry you through, because he will. Absolutely, he will.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to really join us right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast, you can speak directly with us. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, friends. 844-322-2742. Well, we had this call also that came in off hours, and Richard, this is a subject that you have really dug deep into in the past, and so let's listen.
I've called before, and I thank you for the opportunity. I was wondering if you could talk more about the book of Revelation. A lot of churches are not talking about the book of Revelation, mainly that it derives from God's omniscience, from God's foreknowledge, that things written there are going to happen exactly as they are written. There are people who are saying God's not going to judge in different varieties and different versions. I'm sure you know about all those heresies and stuff. And I thank you, brothers. God bless you in Christ Jesus for your ministry.
Yeah, Revelation isn't talked about much because it's a hard book to understand.
It scares most people.
Yeah, absolutely, because we try to get in and get our newspapers out and figure out if some of these prophecies are coming true today. And we forget that the main revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ in his glory.
Yeah.
And that book, just like every other book in the Bible, whether it's Old Testament or New, is a book about Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what we see in the very first verse of Revelation. And if you understand that, when you read it, it will be the blessing that it says it will be to you. If you're trying to use it as a guide to current events and trying to figure out those current events, it's going to be frustrating because it's just not going to pan out the way you think it is. Mm-hmm. So it really is about Jesus. And that's something that you came to grips with because you used to study Revelation a lot from a prophecy standpoint and got all confused. And then you stepped away from it for a long time and then dug back into it, and Jesus was everywhere, right?
Jesus was everywhere. There's an interesting play on words that the Spirit used with John when he wrote this. The first one is Revelation. That's why it's called the Apocalypse. And we think apocalypse is this horrible word. It could only mean judgment. No, it's a wonderful word. It means to reveal something. Jesus is revealed in this book from beginning to end. If the Bible is about Jesus, Revelation is really about Jesus. This isn't Jesus who's coming to be the Messiah and die for our sins and raise back. This is the King. This is the ultimately victorious King. Well, the other word that is used is calypso or calypto, which means to hide. And if you read through, there are times when people ask for the rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them from Jesus. The beast and the image to the beast and all these terrible things that happen are an attempt by Satan to hide Jesus, to block him from view, to cause him to be missed by the rest of the world. That's all it's about. Jesus is being revealed as the ultimate victor. Satan is trying to cover all of that up so nobody can meet Jesus and be saved. It's the story of life since Adam and Eve, but it's the story of that life in the ultimately victorious Jesus sometime in our future. Don't be afraid of it. Focus again on Jesus.
Right. And there is judgment. I mean, Jesus is the King. In him is life. Those who have come to Jesus have that everlasting life, and they're going to be with him forever. Those who reject, those who have bought into the lie of Satan and believe that they could be independent from God, that they could be God in their own right, then there's judgment. There's eternal judgment.
Yeah.
And so all of that is going to come to fruition at the end. And so he is the one who baptizes with the Spirit, and he's the one who baptizes with fire. Life and judgment. Life and death. Life and death. So those who have come to him have life. Those who have rejected him, they do not have everlasting life. And that's going to be their eternal destiny.
Yeah.
Eternal death. Eternal separation from God.
Yeah. But even at that, right. No one since Adam and Eve was born alive.
Right.
So we have been dead. It has been an act of mercy and grace on God's part to keep us alive long enough so that we could choose Jesus. And he keeps offering Jesus and offering Jesus. When we finally get to that last judgment scene, this is God saying to people who refused to choose Jesus, you get to have your choice.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're dead. You're going to stay dead. You'll be dead forever.
Indeed. Well, friends, as we've said before, Richard is retiring at the end of this week, and we're going to miss him mightily. Also, this month ends our fiscal year, and Richard, though you're not going to be directly involved with the ministry's financial issues going forward into the future, you have a lot of years invested in the gospel through this ministry, and I know you want to see this message go forward even more. So in your retirement, end of the fiscal year, give our listeners your thoughts.
Well, like Bob said at the beginning, there's no better investment that you can make than in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And in the 17 plus years that I've been here, I have witnessed years of miracles relative to giving. So I know it's completely possible. I have learned to walk by faith instead of by sight. If all you're going to do is look at the bills and look at the income, then you're going to panic. And that's what Satan wants us to do. So I know God is capable of this. He is going to move on people's hearts to give generously, not because we're making them feel guilty, but because it's an outpouring of thankfulness to God for what he has done in them. Yeah. If you want someone to be thankful for, be thankful that I'm leaving and give a gift in honor of my leaving.
What
if you want to
idea.
Do that, do that.
Yes.
I don't need anything, but if you need a motivation, I'm leaving. Maybe you're thankful for that. Maybe you're not, but I'm leaving. Give a gift in my name.
That's a great idea.
Because you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that. As a matter of fact, you can call and speak with Michelle right now at 844-322-2742 and make that gift in Richard's honor. As we said, he's leaving the end of the week, and we're going to miss him. And this is your opportunity to express. Those of you who have listened to Richard and have been blessed by his ministry through Basic Gospel, well, we encourage you to show that, to exhibit that. So, again, you can call 844-322-2742 right now, or anytime you can give a gift through basicgospel.net. There's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, guys, we had this call come in as well over the, a few days ago.
Hi, I have a question about Veterans Day, and we're celebrating the anniversary of D-Day today. I believe we do live in a fallen world now, more than ever, when this month we have an entire month to celebrate what they call pride, but we only have a Veterans Day to celebrate those who died for our freedoms. I was wondering what you thought about this. Thank you and God bless.
Well, thanks for that question. The why of that, we can't answer. It's just kind of the culture that we live in today. But I think it speaks to the need for Jesus. It speaks for the need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, God created man in his image, and we lost that when sin entered into the garden. Well, it's restored through faith in Jesus. We can become image bearers again. We could carry out the vocation that God had called us to from the very beginning. And I think it's important for us to do that as believers in Christ. And we can get caught up in all the things of this world, but that's just arguing at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God has placed us at the tree of life.
Yeah.
And so let's invite people to come join us where we are at the tree of life, because that's the real issue. It's kind of interesting reading a book here of the last couple of days, and what Satan actually did for Adam and Eve was make them fall in love with death.
Yeah.
And this world has been in love with death ever since, and they don't know it. I mean, Satan and just the world and everything has glitzed it up and glamored it up, and you don't even realize that it's death, but it's sin and death. And there's only one solution to that, and that is faith in Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ. So I think we as believers should take our vocation as believers, as image bearers, seriously.
Yeah.
and reflect the glory of God out there in the world. Now, that's not human effort. That's not self-effort. That's just a dependent relationship upon the Lord Jesus, and Jesus reflecting his glory, his life, his love, his grace, his mercy through us. And so when we do that, make ourselves available, I think people can see, wow, that's a huge difference. That's something that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So I think we're at the tree of life. We need to stand at the tree of life and invite people to join us at the tree of life.
The tree of life, indeed. Well, friends, it is vital for so many reasons for Basic Gospel to be here every day. People need to hear that God loves them and has provided a full and abundant life for them. To keep the good news coming, Basic Gospel needs your prayers and your financial support. Your donation today, every dollar you give will be doubled in our $35,000 matching gift offer. So please, help turn that $35,000 into $70,000 to keep the good news coming. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Please make your most generous gift today. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, if you have a question before our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or you can email your question to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.